Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar takes oath as Rajya Sabha member. President Draupadi Murmu nominates former Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh to the upper house. BJP releases its manifesto for West Bengal Assembly elections, promises to implement uniform civil code within 6 months of forming government in the state. Justice Yashwant Verma submits resignation as Allahabad High Court judge amid impeachment process. India and United States agree to expand cooperation under Pax Silica and broader economic and technology ties. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to face Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Guwahati this evening. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today took oath as Rajya Sabha member. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan administered oath to Nitish Kumar in the Parliament House. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Minister Rajiv Ranjan, Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal, Congress Leader Jairam Ramesh, Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar Samrat Chaudhary, among others, were present on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated former Deputy Chairman of the Upper House Harivansh as a Rajya Sabha member. The tenure of Harivansh as a member of the Upper House ended yesterday. He has been nominated as a member of the Rajya Sabha after a vacancy was created following the retirement of former Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi. The Ministry of Home Affairs issued a notification today in this regard. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah released the party's manifesto Sankalp Patra for West Bengal Assembly elections today. The BJP's Sankalp Patra promises to implement the 7th Pay Commission and Uniform Civil Code UCC within 6 months of coming to power in the state. Mr. Shah, while releasing the manifesto, said the public feels fearful and disillusioned and is seeking change from the heart. He said in the last 10 years, the Bharatiya Janata Party has established itself as a constructive opposition in West Bengal, and today the BJP is working as the principal opposition party in the state assembly.
This manifesto provides a path to overcome the deep despair prevailing across all sections of Bengal. It offers new direction for farmers facing uncertainty due to crop losses, for unemployed youth and for women living in fear. It also gives renewed hope and confidence to every citizen concerned about Bengal's culture and its pride. The vision of a Viksit Bharat is reflected in this Sankalp Patra, which presents that vision before the people of Bengal. These 15 years have, in a way, been like a dark period for Bengal and its people. Under the leadership of Narendra Modi ji, a strong example has been set across the country of how people-centric governance can be delivered.
Allahabad High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma submitted his resignation to President Draupadi Murmu today. Justice Verma is facing impeachment proceedings. He was repatriated from the Delhi High Court to the Allahabad High Court after burnt wads of currency notes were found at his official residence in New Delhi on the 14th of March last year. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today released the latest version of the Constitution of India in Sindhi language in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Radhakrishnan said Sindhi is one of the oldest and most melodious languages. He said, for the first time since India's independence, the Sindhi version of the Constitution of India in the Devanagari script has been released. The Vice President said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has made special efforts in making this sacred document available in various languages. He added that this is a significant step towards ensuring that every citizen, regardless of language, can fully understand and engage with the ideals of the country. Mr. Radhakrishnan said when citizens can read and understand the Constitution in their own language, the distance between governance and the people narrows.
Today we are releasing the Constitution of India in our great Sindhi language. My special greetings to all the Sindhi speaking people on the Sindhi Bhasha Divas. That I have to appreciate our Meghwalji for choosing this day to release the Sindhi version of the Constitution of India, and he has done it rightly on the day that has to be done.
On the occasion, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said this event is not merely a celebration of linguistic heritage, but also a testament to the country's unity and its commitment to cultural diversity. He said when the constitution becomes available in all languages, ordinary people will also be able to read it and understand their rights.
There are four pillars: equality, liberty, fraternity and justice. But the message that our Lord Jhulelal gave, these pillars are embedded in it. So the constitution makers also mentioned Jhulelal ji in some debates.
Today marks the 108th anniversary of the Champaran Satyagraha, a defining moment in India's freedom struggle led by Mahatma Gandhi. On this day in 1917, in the Champaran district of Bihar, the movement was launched to address the grievances of indigo farmers who were compelled by British planters to cultivate indigo under the oppressive Tinkatia system. We have a report.
In response to the persistent efforts of local farmer Rajkumar Shukla, Mahatma Gandhi visited the region and undertook a detailed inquiry into the plight of the peasants. Defying British orders to leave, he mobilized farmers through non-violent resistance and brought national attention to their suffering. The movement eventually led to the formation of an inquiry committee with Gandhiji as a member, and by 1918, the movement successfully forced the abolition of forced indigo system. The Champaran Satyagraha not only secured justice for farmers, but also marked the rise of Gandhi as a mass leader, laying the foundation for India's larger freedom movement. This is Vishnu P.S. for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. India and the U.S. agreed to further their cooperation under Pax Silica and broader economic and technology engagements, including in AI and critical minerals. The issues figured during discussions between Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and U.S. Undersecretary of State for Economic Affairs Jacob S. Hellberg. India formally joined Pax Silica on the sidelines of the AI Impact Summit in February, marking a significant step in technology cooperation between New Delhi and Washington. Pax Silica brings strategic partnerships and coordinated action across every layer of the supply chain. Misri is on a three-day visit to the U.S. to review the bilateral relationship, particularly in trade and defense sectors. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said India is finalizing an agreement for the supply of oil and gas to Mauritius to strengthen its energy security amid the West Asia crisis. Dr. Jaishankar said in Port Louis that the ongoing crisis in West Asia has underscored the importance of strategic partnerships, especially in the energy sector. The External Affairs Minister said he is also pleased to note that an Indian public sector enterprise is developing the country's first floating solar power project. Recalling Prime Minister Narendra Modi's state visit to Mauritius in March last year, he said the two countries jointly agreed to elevate bilateral ties to an enhanced strategic partnership. The External Affairs Minister will participate in the 9th Indian Ocean Conference beginning in Mauritian capital Port Louis today. We have a report from Saira Mujtaba.
The External Affairs Minister will also deliver the keynote address at the 9th Indian Ocean Conference. On the sidelines, Dr. Jaishankar is expected to hold discussions with counterparts from other participating nations. The visit underscores India's neighborhood first policy, Vision Mahasagar, and commitment to the Global South. Earlier, Dr. Jaishankar met Prime Minister Naveen Ramgulam in Port Louis. Speaking to media, he hailed the significant progress in the India-Mauritius partnership over the past year. Dr. Jaishankar said their discussions covered a wide range of areas, including maritime cooperation, development partnership, health and education, among others. He reiterated India's continued support to Mauritius in line with its development priorities.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri discussed cooperation in countering terrorism, organized crime and narcotics in a meeting with Director of U.S. Security Agency FBI, Ash Patel, in Washington yesterday. The Indian Embassy in the U.S. informed in a social media post. The Foreign Secretary also held a meeting with United States of America, USA's Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, D.C. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in USA said, India looks forward to deepen the engagement with the USA in important sectors and to strengthen the comprehensive global strategic partnership between the two countries. Mr. Mistry is on a three-day visit to the U.S. and has met several top U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The visit comes after the U.S. agreed to a ceasefire with Iran, bringing a testy truce to the war that began on the 28th of February over Tehran's refusal to give up its nuclear stockpile. Israel has strongly criticized remarks made by Pakistan's Defense Minister Khwaja Asif, calling them outrageous and questioning Pakistan's credibility as a neutral mediator in ongoing West Asia tensions. In a statement, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said, calls for Israel's annihilation are unacceptable from any government, particularly one positioning itself as a facilitator of peace. The Supreme Court today dismissed a plea seeking a direction to the Center to Stop Caste Census. The bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant, Justices Joymalia Baghchi and Vipulem Pancholi dismissed the plea, which also sought a direction to the Center to formulate policies to provide economic incentives to families with a single child. On the 2nd of February, the top court had refused to entertain a separate PIL, questioning the procedure to be adopted to record, classify and verify the caste data of citizens in the 2027 general census. Uttar Pradesh has set an example for other states in procurement through the GeM portal in the financial year 2025-26, securing the top position in the country. Uttar Pradesh made purchases worth 22,337 crore rupees through the GeM portal during this period. Appreciating Uttar Pradesh's GeM procurement policy, the centre has declared the state a role model in transparent procurement. Among all departments in the state, the Urban Development Department had the highest share, making purchases worth 3,606 crore rupees through the portal. World Homeopathy Day is being observed today. Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav said that homeopathy is not merely an alternative but a science rooted in compassion and evidence. Addressing a gathering on World Homeopathy Day at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi, Mr. Jadhav said that the popularity of homeopathy is significantly increasing as people are preferring homeopathy-based treatment. He urged countrymen to move forward with a robust scientific approach. Mr. Jadhav said homeopathy is establishing itself as a sustainable health system in India's health model. More than 5,72,000 households have availed the self-enumeration facility so far during the first phase of the Census 2027. The Registrar General of India stated that this reflects increasing public participation in the digital initiative for Census 2027. The first phase of Census began on the 1st of April and self-enumeration facility will continue until the 15th of this month. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at ACA Stadium in Guwahati this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets in a thrilling last ball finish at Eden Gardens last night. Chasing a target of 182 runs, Lucknow Super Giants reached the total on the final delivery with 3 wickets in hand. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading 1% higher in the afternoon session. The Sensex rose 810 points to 77,442, while the Nifty gained 240 points to 24,015 when reports last came in. Barring IT, all other sectors were trading in the positive zone, with consumer durables, auto and realty stocks leading the charge. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar takes oath as Rajya Sabha member. President Draupadi Murmu nominates former Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh to the upper house. BJP releases its manifesto for West Bengal Assembly elections, promises to implement uniform civil code within 6 months of forming government in the state. Justice Yashwant Verma submits resignation as Allahabad High Court judge amid impeachment process. India and the United States agree to expand cooperation under Pax Silica and broader economic and technology ties. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to face Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Guwahati this evening. With that, we end the midday news.